episode 2548 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts, The Job Search. You are listening to or watching OBS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I started to be called the Big Game Hunter when I did recruiting. I would hunt down leaders and staff for organizations, did it for a heck of a long time, and now I coach people. People hire me for no BS career advice, which can involve a job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading better, dealing with workplace issues, career transitions or development, a whole host of things over the life cycle of your career. And they do it because I help make it easier for you so you don't have to figure it out on your own. We can sort it out together. I function as your ally in this process. I don't work for your employer who, shall we say, the mentors that they offer are trying to make you happy there. I just try and make you happy. Now, today's show is one where we're going to answer a tough interview question that might be posed to a leader, a senior leader, someone in the C-suite as part of their discussions with an organization. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. And we'll be back in just one moment. Hi, I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and people hire me for no BS career advice. That can involve job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading better, dealing with workplace issues or perhaps a career transition. And today I've got one of those tough interview questions that you as a leader might be asked. What qualities do you believe a leader should demonstrate to his or her team? What attributes should they show that's going to connect with them and make them do great work? Now, there's a lot of things, and I think the best way to start off is remembering that you don't want to have a canned answer, but you do want to hit on a number of these points and make it seem like you're thinking as you're coming up with things. So to illustrate, you might just simply go, I think one attribute is integrity. It's my words and deeds are congruent with my team so that they believe that they can trust me. I also like delegation. Delegation is important because I want to help develop people and they learn how I think, they learn how I approach things, and I learn from them as they go through their process. A leader needs to be an effective communicator. And I think they also need a degree of self-awareness. Sometimes leaders need to demonstrate their courage because they're in tough situations and have to make difficult choices. They need to be authentic, serve their people and their users, truthful, of course, effective, be influential. I think one thing that gets underemphasized is the feeling that you love them, that you care about your people as well as respect them. Dealing with people where they believe that you care about them becomes really important throughout. And you'll notice I gave the idea that I was thinking about my answer, even though I had a little script up in front of me that allowed me to hit those talking points. You don't need to remember all of that, but it's not just what you say that matters. It's how you say it that makes your answer persuasive. So I'm Jeff Alpin. Hope you found this helpful. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that'll help you. In addition, if you'd like me to coach you, you can schedule time for a paid coaching session, or if you're not sure and want to check me out in more detail, you can schedule time for a discovery call because I'd like to help you. Also at the website, you can find out about my courses, books, and guides, the courses you can rent or buy. Either way is fine, of course. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.